Now, well, we have the greatness of the Creator and the importance of the goal. You have something like that? So let's start, let's begin.
Okay, excerpts from the sources about the greatness of the Creator and the importance of the goal. Excerpt number one. From the articles of Shamati, Baal HaSulam, Shamati 211, standing before the king. One who is sitting at one's home is not like one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be that he will feel as though he is standing before the king all day long. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. And as long as he has not achieved this king kind of faith, he should not rest, for that is our lives and the length of our days. And we will accept no recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent that when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. But all the corporal matters quench this desire, since he sees that anything that gives him pleasure, the pleasure cancels the deficiency and the pain. However, one must want to know consolation, and should be careful with any corporal thing that one receives, so it will not quench his desire. This is done by regretting that by this pleasure, the sparks and powers of the vessels of Kedusha, sanctity, are missing in him, meaning desires of Kedusha. And through the sorrow, he can keep from losing the vessels of Kedusha.
Questions? You didn't hear. You're asking about this, Leibovich. You heard it? Go ahead then.
We read this excerpt many times before, and it's not clear what every corporal fulfillment cancels a spiritual deficiency.
If you accept a corporeal fulfillment as a fulfillment, then it cancels your spiritual desire. It comes instead of it.
Even food?
No, I'm talking about fulfillment.
So what is a corporal fulfillment?
Fulfillment, it's not that you fill up your belly. All the corporeal things that you receive, do they come? Do you feel that they're coming instead of spiritual elation?
I don't understand your question. If I feel that it comes on the expense of something,
yes or no? You can do whatever you feel like with your body. Food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. Does it come at the expense of spirituality or not? Answer yourself, not us.
Obviously.
Then you have a problem. That's it?
Can you give an example?
Example. You can work in whatever you want. All the Kabbalists, they work in different things. They were even forced to work. And the family, and the food, and the everything. And this? You need make no bodily limitations. Only, is it at the expense of spirituality or not? That's it. It's simple.
Only acquiring masach guards this restriction that it comes from him and the group, that guards that difference, that it won't be on the that corporality won't be on the expense of spirituality.
Yeah, it's the masach. That's it. Yeah.
I don't understand what to do when I identify throughout the day a corporal calculation which comes on expense of spirituality.
At the expense of spirituality? Here I have to be careful. It's forbidden for you to engage in corporeality unless it supports spirituality. What are you looking at me for? No such thing. It can be anything you want. If it supports spirituality, great. If it doesn't, you have to do the math. Why are you doing it?
I acknowledge that mistakenly I do something that I wouldn't like to do. I see a trap.
Why not? I want to do it. I don't want to do it. That's not okay. Decide that you want and do it, but on condition that it does not flaw spirituality. Why should it harm spirituality? Tell me.
Because it comes at the expense of my time, my attention.
Not necessarily. Also, spirituality doesn't demand that much time. The fact is that we're forced to work 8 hours a day. And the family and everything.
Let me try to explain. Let's say I'm walking from my home to work every morning.
What a workout.
Now I can decide. I can make some phone calls. I can listen to the morning lesson. I can listen to music. And I always have this conflict in me. And I don't always choose the thing which I decided, which is the most important for me, meaning spirituality.
This is your own calculation, mister, but suppose that that is the calculation. What do I do in order to now be most ready for the lesson? That the main thing in the lesson is to connect with the 10, and only in the connection with the 10 to receive the fulfillment from the lesson there. Correspondingly, do the math. What do you do? You have an archive with all the recordings. You can listen to Shamari, suppose, anything. You have it all in audio, right? So what's the problem? Back in my days, you know, there was nothing like that. I used to read articles.
A person can decide, let's say he decides that 15 minutes a day I engage in something. Well, I feel like listening to music not related to the path. I want to do it now because I feel if I won't do it, then I will go crazy.
Well, if you go crazy, God forbid, you know, you're not supposed to die as a result of studying the wisdom, but you know,
something itches, something completely corporal. But if I won't do it, I will fall into it. So, what can I do? And I think more people face the same problem. So, what should I do?
Ask a friend to help you scratch. What can I tell you? You have to see where are your desires, where are your intentions.
I see, and I don't like what I see.
Your desires and intentions in corporeality?
Yeah, I invest in things which are idle.
You're investing in your body, in your belly, but not your thought.
Sometimes also in thought.
That's not good. It's not good. This I don't understand. How is this possible? You can always be connected in thought with the Creator, with the group, with spirituality, in anything, in everything. No difference, because you're doing all these things, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, for the sake of the body, in order to exist. What for? In order to advance toward the Creator.
Sometimes it seems that this world, I wasn't able to isolate myself from advertisements, from things which are regarded as important on the outside, and it penetrates my thoughts.
This is your problem. It's your problem. I don't turn to this world before I grow strong, know where I am, what am I going to see, and how am I going to see this world. Especially if I want to think, then I watch National Geographic or something. Animals. What do I need to see these animals for? I also look at those animals. I'm serious. It allows me to think. It allows me to... And I look, but I'm thinking about my own discernments. This I don't understand. You have a lot of time, I can see.
No, a few minutes are enough, and sometimes your thought deviates to the next cell phone I want to buy. I'm looking at the technical data, prices, and I compare, and I find myself immersed in it.
This, I don't know, this is beyond me. Yeah.
Can you define what fulfillment is? What fulfillment is? Because before you said if there is a fulfillment, then it cancels spirituality. So what is a fulfillment? When you receive something?
Importance. 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 I can be engaged in food and sex and whatever, family, you name it. The question is it for the sake of corporeality net or spirituality? That I'm doing it because without this I can't think, I won't be healthy. In short, a person has to see, has to make sure that spirituality will always be higher than this. And then you can engage in it, even in the necessary things. Yeah.
But you are fulfilled. You are fulfilled. You do get pleasure from that desire.
No. It's neither praised nor condemned. Here you're talking about something else. The righteous eats to satiate a soul. There has to be the intention and all the actions in this world that you're doing it in order to sustain spirituality.
So a fulfillment that cancels spirituality, a corporal fulfillment that cancels spirituality, that means that the fulfillment is more important for you than spirituality?
Sure.
And if I have an importance for spirituality, then I can go for it.
You can go for anything.
For all fulfillments.
Anything.
So eventually, it all sums up to importance.
Yeah. What you need in order to sustain the body, in order to achieve dvikut, do it. There are very unclear things here that aren't really accepted in society. But again, it all has to follow the intention.
Now, another point. Before, when Shai asked, you told him, if it occupies your thoughts, then that's wrong.
Right.
But everything you do, something happens in your thoughts. There is something that you do without thinking about it.
No, I'm not talking about thoughts like I have to, I don't know, make food or prepare something for myself. Obviously. Thoughts, I mean, why, what for, that there's this upper thought that rides on all of it.
I understand. Meaning that you don't delve into it with your thoughts. But the fact that you're going to do something and you plan how to do it, that's fine.
Yeah. I don't get it. These are simple things.
What happens the moment you analyze things and you don't have the power to overcome?
It's forbidden to remain in that same state. You have to run from it to anything else. If you can't have the right intention, immediately switch the situation. Swap it. Change it. Accordingly, you can measure the practical degrees of where you can be. To the measure to which you keep the correct intention and you can do whatever you do keeping the intention on the Creator, whether it's spiritual or wherever it is, this is your degree. No. All the rest, you'll learn on your own. A song and let's go.
אני זוכר בדרך אל ההר ואתה עומד כאן לצידי אז אני שמי אחד ככה ידעתי והיום הכל היה חלום אור חדש עולה מתוך האפלה והלב כואב באיברים מעלה תפילה